You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Rabbi Akiva Alav Shalom was giving a lecture, was giving a shiur. So now he noticed something that almost never happens. The students are falling asleep. And you never see this at the time of Divrei Torah. You never see somebody like take a nap and so on. But it was an exceptional thing. At the time that Rabbi Akiva was giving a lesson, he noticed that the... What's the term that is used? The students are?
Dozing off.
Exactly, yeah. That's, you know, they're, we have no doze and we have yes doze. So that's what exactly happened. So Rabbi Akiva came up with an idea, and all of a sudden he asked the students, do you know why Esther HaMalkah was privileged to take over 127 countries?
Because of Saraymen.
Oh, very nice.
Saraymen.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm sorry? What's the relation between Esther HaMalkah and Sarai Imenu?
127 is the age. And,
so if she would have lived, like let's say, 180 years, so then Esther HaMalkah would take over 180 countries? Is that what this means?
Possible. We don't know that
way. Oh, you woke up! Oh, it's working! Oh, it's working. It's a good tip. So Rabbi Akiva woke him up! What does that mean? What's that supposed to mean?
Reincarnation of
Saraymen? No, it'll be on a lower level. That's, you know, too high for it. So obviously, we see here, Rabbi Akiva was trying to tell him that to have a grandmother like Saraymen that lived 127 years has some benefit to the granddaughter. That was Esther HaMalkah that became a queen and the wife of a king that was ruling over 127 countries. So here we see the way that is stated in Torah that 127 is cut to pieces, like 100 and then another 20 and then another 7. It's not to say, it does not say that she lived 127 years. She lived 100 years and then another 20 and then another 7. So Rashi HaKadosh teaches us why is this breakdown. And the reason is when she was 100, it was exactly comparable to 20 as far as?
Righteous beauty. Righteous goodness.
As far as?
Purity.
Exempt from punishment. Exempt from punishment. When she was 100, she was exactly in a state as being exempt from punishment. And when she was 20, she was parallel to 7. What does that mean? She was as beautiful at the age of 20 when she was 7. So now, let's see. So what does that mean exactly? When she was 100, she was not punishable. What does that mean? Just like 20. Age of 20, you don't punish? No? No! That's what Rashi says. You don't punish? Well, how come Rashi says she was exempt from being punished? But why? What age has anything to do with it? Because the formula in Shemayim is one is not punishable till the age of 20. In the court of Shammai, they would not punish. In the court of Shammai. So that means, even though that she was 100 years old, she was as pure and?
Beautiful.
20 years old.
No. You're not listening.
She was exempt as like she was 20.
That means she never even had the second thought to do something wrong. You know what it is? You're 100 years old and you never came to your mind to do something to make Ribono Shel Olam angry at you. You know what that is? Can you imagine such a thing? 100 years old Exactly, the worst. The worst. Chazaka Baruch, the worst. Yeah. He said, oh, it's the end of my life. You know, I can do anything I want. I have to enjoy my life. That's it. And then she was 20. She was as beautiful as?
7 years old.
Seven? Seven is beautiful? So what does that mean? What does that mean?
Purity.
No, purity recovered.
Beautifulness.
7 is beautiful. You look at 7 years old and say, beautiful? What is it? What do you say?
Innocent.
Innocent? What does that mean, innocent?
Above nature.
Above nature? No, it's in the Olam Hazeh. What does that mean? You look at the 7-year-old girl. What's your impression? What's your feeling toward the 7 years old? Naive. Naive. When the 7-year-old goes play outside, and then let's say her face becomes muddy or her hair becomes dirty, what does she do? You know any girl like that? She doesn't play anymore. She runs in and cleans herself. Yeah? That's what they do? Yeah. Yeah? They do? They leave the bicycle, they leave the ball, and then they go in.
They feel mature for themselves, so that's why they do it.
7?
Yeah.
They do? 7 years old doesn't care.
That's why he built the shoes of the mother.
No, that's a little kid. It's a little kid. She doesn't care. What she care? Does she care what she wears? No, I'm not talking about today. But the nature of the 7-year-old at all is not that, you know, she looks in the mirror constantly and she cares, you know, she's attractive or not, or to attract attention. Is she?
No.
7-year-old? Where do you live? Is she? Chas v'shalom. When you're 7-year-old, naive, innocent. She doesn't nod into these things. So Tav Shei is telling us, Sarai Menu Allah Shalom, at the age of 20, her attitude was exactly like a 7-year-old girl. Chas v'shalom, she's not after to attract attention, what she wear, you know what the matter God that is? Can you imagine such a thing?
Why
not
8 years old?
I'm sorry? Well, yes, that you may backward it, that, you know, start that, you know, as we see in Mahot and so on, Halachot and so on, you know, but this is the time that, you know, You feel that, you know, that you have to take care of yourself. But here we see at the age of 20, she was exactly like the age of 7 years old. So now, back to Rabbi Akiva Alav Shalom. So now here, how does that wake you up? How does it wake you up? Doesn't mean, you know what the granddaughter Sarai Imenu had? Esther Amalka was able to the benefit that Sarai Imenu went through her life to be such a great lady, the queen of 127 countries. So what does that mean? So that means the task of a person in this world, what are you trying to do? What's your task?
Fix ourselves.
What's your plan? So now here Rabbi Akiva is telling the students, because they doze enough. Huh? Why people doze out? Why they take a nap? Why?
They're not interested.
So that means in life you could go through life just taking nap. What does that mean? That means you never look in and pay attention. What am I supposed to do here? We see that Sarai Imenu Alah Shalom was able to go through life even at her old time, 100 years old, that never permitted herself to do something that Chas v'Shalom that is not right to do. So that means at age of 100, it was exactly in the status of 20. So what does that mean? See, people, when they become teenager, and then they become, after teenager, what is it? What's their age?
Adults.
I think it was beforehand, no? When you become a teenager, what feeling it gives you?
Boost.
You go and explore, you know, see what's happening, what's going on, you know, you want to see, you know, what is it all about. So then you try everything that is there, and never stops. But here you see, Salam Yimeinu Alah Shalom, she knows exactly what her task in her life is. So that means she never let the temptation outside pull her out of the path. To the extent that even though she was 100 years old, stayed as pure and innocent, and exempt from any punishment that he was, as she was at the age of 20. And the way that she realized that her task in life is not to attract people's attention. Why people, they keep trying that to attract attention? Why? What's the point?
They want to be noticed.
Because they don't have
self-confidence
is called. In Persian, they call it etimad ben nafs. Actually, it's etimad ben nefesh. They call it nafs. So what does that mean? So that means you don't value yourself. You don't know who you are. You don't know how great you are. So what do? So as much as possible, you attract attention. And if you don't get enough, so then that bothers you. So you do anything that people look at you, talk about you, mention you. But here we see a beautiful thing that Salamu alayhi shalom, at age of 20, she was as preserved. At the age of 7, how could you let such a thing happen? Because that's a side effect that we create in our system. And that is, if people, they don't talk about me, they don't say good thing about me, they don't notice me, I'm nothing. That's how people feel. So that's how people get offended, they get angry, they go ahead and get out of control. Why? Because you're not giving enough respect that you demand. Not they want, they demand. And here we see Rabbi Akiva told the students, you falling asleep? How can you fall asleep? I can't fall asleep. And this is a monitoring on the every second of our life. To make sure, you know, I'm getting older. So what are you gonna do now? You have a choice, no? You have to go explore outside, but there's another better way. To explore
yourself.
Huh? It's very hard. It's very hard. Why? Because in life, we get to the point, you know, I'm good enough. I'm the best. I'm perfect. I'm excellent. So now, then you go, it's like, you know, people, they go in the cave, in the gold mine, and then they, what do? They dig and dig and dig and dig and dig. And what do they get?
Gold.
And what do you do with the gold?
They sell it.
And then when you sell it?
Go back.
They go back and then you get more. And then?
So
how long are they going to do this?
For the rest of their life.
And then? And then? So now he's 120. 120! So what are we going to do with all this gold? Huh? Give it to his wife. Can he take it? I cannot take it. So now that's the whole point. So Rabbi Yair was telling you, why are you falling asleep? How can you feel like falling asleep? See what Esther HaMalkah did. Bizkut who? Sarai Imenu Allah Shalom. Why? Because every second of her life, he explored and made something to take with her. Not to live here. But here we run around, around, around for things that we're going to live
here.
Yeah. Live here. Isn't that something? Well, why people do this? Right? That's the whole point here that Torah Moshe says we only do it because we attract attention. That's it. More kavod, attention, to talk about us, to give us respect. That's all. That's it. But here we see Sarai Mary didn't do this. Why? Because she stayed preserved from age of 7 to age of 20. She was not after that, you know, people. And you know, Gemara Mechila brings, she was the most beautiful of the four ladies in the whole world. You know what that is? The most beautiful lady you can even imagine. Or even doesn't exist today. Doesn't exist today. She was one of the four great, beautiful ladies. And you know what it is? Just imagine you're walking in the desert. In a desert. For 4, 5, 1 week. No makeup. No nothing. No water. Hot! And then your husband tell you, Hinena yadati ki isha yifad mar'e'at. Can you imagine this? How good is such a thing? You know what it is? To walk in the desert, you know, what a heat, dust, everything. And your husband tells you, I mean, Chas v'Shalom, you know, Abraham Avinu was not flattering or, you know, he was not into these things, but he was telling the truth. So just imagine, you know, in a normal cases, normal status, what would she be? But here we see Esther from age of 7 to age of 20. It was exactly the same. She didn't wash her face right away. Oh, you know, my face is dirty. I have to change my clothing. You know, none of those. None of those. Why? Because she realized you're not here to brag about what you have. Whatever you're given. Because anything that we are given is what? Is what?
Gift.
Matana is a hadiyeh. It's a gift. So now you brag about what Hashem has given you? Huh?
We advertise for Hashem. It's good, no?
Well, if you say, kol hakavod ribono shel olam, yeah. But here, unfortunately, no, they say, chazak baruch to who? It's chazak baruch to Hashem. But here, we're not saying Chazak Baruch to Hashem. So Chazak Baruch to me. See, book. But here she knew whatever she has is a matana from Ribono Shel Olam. So you don't go advertise for the gift that is given to you and doesn't belong to you. You didn't work on it. It just was given to you. And that's what Rabbi Akiva woke up the students. And that's what he meant for us, that we have to be aware and be right awake. Chas v'shalom. Don't take a nap. Don't take a nap. Because every second of life that you put in, as you see, how is going to benefit your descendant to come. The same way that Esther HaMelech was affected by her grandmother, Sarai Imnu Alot Shalom. That's what happens to every individual. You make an effort that, you know, to pick a right path. It's hard. It's very hard. It's very difficult. But here we see the outcome. It's outrageous. Outrageous. Hashem is a kerno. She is scared of Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.